Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to the first podcast of Gur Prasad. And today I have with me, all the way from the United Kingdom, Bhai Sukha Singh. Baba Ji, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa.
Waheguru Ji Khalsa,
Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. It's always good to see you. What brought you to Toronto this time around?
My reasons for coming to Toronto each year since 2013, coming in the summer, is that here I get a chance to share Gur Pratap Suraj Granth Katha with the next generation. And the difference with Guru Sahib Ji's grace, with Gur Prasad, between Das and between a lot of other Pracharaks is that ek ta Maharaj ne Sampraday Vidya da jada pandara bakshya hai. I've had time to sit with Sampraday scholars like Gyani Sher Singh Ji, Nirmale scholars, Udasi scholars, Nyang Singh de dalan de vich rehne da mauka milya. I've seen greats of the Vidya world amongst the Nahang Singhs, hai na? Alongside that, I've got links with those Pracharaks who are worldwide renowned. Pai Sahib, Pai Pinder Pal Singh Ji, Pai Sahib Singh Ji, Canada, other Gurmukh Pyare who are doing Katha now. So what I do in the Surya Prakash Katha in the evening is I try and bring our Katha Kahaniya, those stories of our Gursikhs, of Satguru Sahib Ji, that Kavi Santokh Singh wrote, spent his whole life and dedicated his entire time to the Panth, to try and bring that, especially the Gurbani Katha happens in the morning, but that happens in a lot of places where I go. The Vishesh Tai, the thing about Toronto, and especially when I stay at Malton Gurdwara, is there's, I get a chance to look through Guru Sahib's Itihas in the eyes of Kavi Santokh Singh.
Oh, that's you know what, it's very unique. There are not a lot of youth who's born and raised in the West who's doing this kind of seva. And I personally think there aren't many who have that kind of pedigree, actually, to execute the seva and bring on the audience. My question to you, I know we spoke about that on the Sixth Channel back in the day. You were born and raised in the UK, and you talked about like how you got into Sikhi and everything. My question to you is, what's driving you now to continue on doing Pracharak? You're married now, eh? You're a married man?
Andy, 1 year I've been married now.
Is that right? Congratulations.
Thank you very much. You made the first stop. I've survived my first year.
It should be momentum from now on. But that's good. Let me go back a little bit. How's the married life?
Married life is an experience. Guru Sahib Ji kende ya sakal dharm mein grist pradan hai. What Guru Sahib Ji calls, what other people call grist ashram, which was all up until Guru Sahib Ji's mat came. When Sikh mat came, it said grist dharm. The idea is this, is Kabir jau to hi griho ta dharm kar, nahi ta kar bairag. Bairagi bandhan kare taako bado paag. So the last slok of Kabir Ji inside Guru Granth Sahib is talking about Gristi. Gristi Jeevan is the perfect time to start living Tarm, because it's in Gristi Jeevan where you both do Kirt Kamai. It's in Gristi Jeevan where you have to look at the organ, your own organ, and your organ aren't just pointed out to yourself. Another person is there to say, hey, eh tere vich ghatta hai. So it's a time to improve both of yourselves. And it's something which I think Singhs and Singhaniya find daunting now, but it's not really that scary. And what I say to a lot of people is tusi kehnde ha parmatma nu duniya ch dekhna hai, parmatma nu ek dooje ch dekhan da pehla jehdi jaach hai inu grist dharm kehnde hai, to try and see. Even though you know someone's faults, you know their organ really well, more than anyone else knows, hana? Because you don't share those faults with your brothers and sisters or your mother and father. But you do share them with your partner in Grist Jeevan. There's no way, if you're going to live with someone, if you're going to be with them 24-7, then ojade ogan more on there. But to go through that and to see the gone in each other, that's something which you can find in Grist Taran. That's what I've seen as well.
I think it's very, I personally think it's a very important decision of your life. Now, by no means, I'm not a married man and I'm no relationship expert. But it seems like what you're telling me is, jade taran de das gun vi hunde ya. You may have to apply them, like a forgiveness, daya, and nimrta, and tyag, and bunch of other things. You got to sacrifice a lot because it's not your own personal decisions, and it's your partner's input into that as well. And I think I'm going to go back to that. Now, you stay away from home for a long period of time, and you're newly married, relatively newly married, and how do you make it work? Like, that was my thing that I was wrestling with. You're newly married, and you're still doing prachar like you did back in the day. What's motivating you?
The way I'm motivated is when I see the youngsters turn out and I see them learn and I see them progress in Sikhi, that charges me up as well. So when I see them come to the kata and the first day they come and they're tying a patka, or the first day they come and they've got, you know, some sort of, you know, a ramal on their head. Second year they come, they have a dastar and a bit of dara. Third year they come wearing gatre. And the year after that they come and they tell me, asi santhya le rahe hain, we found a santhya ustad, that we're doing whatever, asi paath kar rahe hain. You know, these are the things which keep me going. Dooji gal eh, I was speaking to a Singh only yesterday who said to me, panth sada parivar hai. Our family is my family at home. But greater than that is Sukhi Basamuru Parivara, Sevak Sikh, Sabha Kartara. That family is what motivates me. So when I see these youngsters taking a step into Sikhi, that's why Anbiri Singhdi bhi, jaandi, yeah, she knows. Hana, ke mere Singh ne, he has to go on a prachar karna, Maharaj ne duty bakshiya. So I have to say, ke it's a two-wheeled, you know, motorcycle. Dome paye chalde ya. Matlab ek paye Amritsar janda hove, ek Chandigarh janda hove, marna hi ha. When they're both going in the same direction, when your Singhdi is there ready to say, you know what, you have to go. And likewise, you know, we both understand each other. I know that I have to take time out for her as well. It dome passe chalde ya. Hana? But to be ready to send someone out, that's a big thing as well.
Does she come a pedigree? Does she have a pedigree in her family that they're involved in prachar? Like, do they have pracharics in the family?
My Singhani's cousin brother is Pai Pindrapal Singhji. So, Pai Savji, seeing
whoa,
Pai
Savji. Whoa, that's a big name.
That's a big name. Pai Savji has been given the title of Pai Sav from Sri Akal Takht Sahibji recently. She knows, she's seen Pai Savji, how Pai Savji leaves for months on end. Hana? So, Pai Savji, kinne chiran to prachar karde ya. And she's lived in that mahal. She's seen that type of family. And that's why I think she copes with it excellently.
Well, that's brilliant, man. I'm really happy for you for that. And you know, it's... And I remember when you first came in Toronto 2007, you arrived and I noticed there were some guys I've never seen in my life. And they showed up to the Singh's house you were staying, and they're all of a sudden starting wearing the malle. Then you came the next time around. There was also a good prachar tour that you did in Toronto. And I personally think you motivated a lot of youth to get on the path to Sikhi and just, you know, to progress in their spirituality in general. This time around, I know you're doing seva at Malton Gurdwara in terms of your katha seva. Were there anything else you were involved in?
On this tour, I actually began in California at Virsa Retreat.
Oh, yeah.
And so I began from there. After Virsa, of spending a few days there, then I went to the SYF Sikh Youth Federation camp, which is run by the local youth here.
Amazing guys, man. They're doing amazing work, yeah.
Hanji, they're doing good seva. After that, my seva at Malton began. Actually, on the first, the camp finishes, and on the second, my katha begins in the morning.
Right.
So it's chal so chal. There's no time for stopping. There's no time for sightseeing. People think when I travel the world, Pai Sahib, tusi bahut kuch dekhe ha. I say, all I see is books, and I see all I see is katha. Wherever I go, katha hi katha dasdi
ha. Oh, we're going to take you to Niagara Falls one of these days.
Well, Maharaj kirpa kare nahi, ta minu katha hi katha kandha. But especially in this tour, what we did in Virsa Retreat was, the seminar I gave there was called Nari to Nyari. And the seminar I gave at the SYF camp as well was also called Nari to Nyari, which is related to a seminar which was held jointly by myself and Dr. Harbhajan Singh of Patiala University. That was what a lot of youth came to the camps just to sit in that seminar and to hear the concept of women in Sri Dasam Granth Sahib.
Now, tell me a little bit about this Nari to Nyari. Series discussion. Tell us a little bit about that.
The idea was, especially looking at Sri Dasam Granth Sahib Ji, there is what we call in Punjabi galta femi, or there's misconceptions, especially with Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj's concept of femininity, the divine feminine power of Akal Purakh, jenu asi Aad Shakti kehlo, Pagauti kehlo, the Mahashakti kehlo, whatever names you want to give. Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj uses the word Pagauti, as we know in Ardas, Sri Pagauti Ji Sahai from Chandi Diwar. So the idea was to look at these. My specific part was to look at the idea of Pagauti, the idea of Chandi, and the concept of Khalsa in Chandi Diwar. So how Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji Maharaj uses Chandi to show the prototype of the Khalsa, how Chandi reacts to a certain situation, how a Khalsa reacts. So it was an in-depth look at Chandi Diwar, was my side of things. And the side of things that Dr. Harbhajan Singh Ji looked at in our initial seminar, which was last year at San Jose Gurdwara Sahib, his was an in-depth look at Charitra Pakhyan and how Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji Maharaj presents Nari, woman, inside Charitra Pakhyan, and how Guru Sahib Ji changes the ideas which came before of Nari, which are found in Tulsidas's Raman and these other Sanatana Mata,
the
scriptures.
Yeah.
There was a concept of Nari ke taran ke adhikari. The Nari is, you know, deserves tarna. Tarna means ke punishment. The Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji Maharaj presents their view of Nari through Chandi. Who is the ideal Nari? But also, what is Pagoti? How Pagoti runs through us? And that's what I went through in my seminars. The Charitra Pakhyana was Dr. Harbhajan Singh Ji went through that very beautifully. A great scholar who's actually written a book which I would recommend people who are listening to this, if they like reading, I would recommend his book, Sri Dasam Granth Sahib Ji. That's his title, Sri Dasam Granth Sahib Ji. And it's by Dr. Harbhajan Singh. He goes through Khadak Singh Da Yudh. He goes through Krishna Avatar. He goes through Anoop Kaur's Kissa and Charitra Pakhyan. And he gives a beautiful reading of all of these stories that Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji Maharaj writes.
Is that a little green book? It's a very small green book. Is it a different one that came out?
It has a picture of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji Maharaj.
Yeah, it's a greenish cover, right? I think it came out a couple of years ago, I think. Right?
Yeah, it has Guru Sahib writing on the front, a little picture of Guru Sahib Ji with a kalam in the hand. And it is green je rang diya. But Dr. Harbhajan Singh, he's a very good friend of mine as well. I'm very honored. I got time to spend time with him actually and look through, because he's a guy who's looked through the Nirmale Granths. He spent time in Patiala University. His job is etymology, so he actually looks at a word and its root from Sanskrit. The guy is a scholar. He can come up with like, this word comes from here, this word comes from, he's a walking talking dictionary. So I had time to spend with him. He would actually say, jithe main jana sukha singh mere naal hi hove. So I spent time like with him. Maharaj kripa karde Amar Singh Ji, wherever I go, kisi na kisi gursikh di sangat mil jandi aa. So last time, jadon eh Nari to Nyari seminar hoya, I got time to spend with Dr. Harbhajan Singh Ji. This time at the SOF camp, I got time to spend with Bhagat Jaswant Singh Ji, who is a vidyarthi of Sant Gyani Gurbachan Singh Ji, Khalsa Pindranwale, and is loved by the youth in America and in Canada, especially worldwide as well now. Bhagat Ji is going internationally, but especially in these two countries where they've stayed.
So, Kasangji, you see, Galgi, you see, you're Sampraday Vidwan, you know, and your quest for knowledge is very much, it's inspired by the Sampraday tradition. Tell me a little bit about, like, what makes your Sampraday Vidwan as compared to the ones that we see. There are a lot of, like, why I see, really my question is getting to, is that I see a lot of Pracharaks coming from all over the world, especially in the UK, there seems to be like a good training camp for them. But now I do find that most of the katha, what they do is basically they read a couple of TK and then probably listen to Vade Mahapurushan di katha, ja hor kise vidwan di katha, and it's basically translate that into English. But to become a vidwan, and I know Tiksal vi koi rave ja sampradayan de vich nirmal vidasiyan vich ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵਿਦਾਂਤ ਦੇ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਪੜ੍ਹਨੇ ਪੈਂਦੇ ਆ ਜਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਸਮਾਂ ਵਿਚਾਰਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਆ ਐਂਡ ਇਟਸ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਬਾਬਾ ਇੰਦਰਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਰਖਵੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਡੇ ਹੀ ਡਜ਼ ਅਖੰਡ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਲੜੀਦਾਰ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵਿਦਾਂਤ ਦੇ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਹਲੇ ਵੀ ਰਿਵਾਈਜ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਸਟ ਕੀਪ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਸ਼ਾਰਪ ਟੂ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ ਪੁਆਇੰਟ ਆਈ ਨੋ ਯੂ ਡੂ ਦਿਸ ਬਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਵਟ ਕਾਈਂਡ ਆਫ ਪ੍ਰਚਾਰਕਸ ਆਰ ਯੂ ਸੀਇੰਗ ਨਾਟ ਟ੍ਰਾਈਂਗ ਟੂ ਨੇਮ ਐਨੀ ਨੇਮਸ ਬਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਯੋਰ ਆਬਜ਼ਰਵੇਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪ੍ਰਚਾਰਕ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਆ ਰਹੇ ਆ ਡੂ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਇਨ ਡੈਪਥ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਟੂ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਐਡਵਾਈਸ ਸਮਵਨ ਟੂ ਗਨ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਔਰ ਦ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਬੇਸਿਕ ਟੂ ਸਮਵਨ ਟੂ ਇਨਸਪਾਇਰ ਹਾਊ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਦ ਹੋਲ ਸੀਨ ਸ਼ੇਪਿੰਗ ਅਪ
ਦ ਵੇ ਆਈ ਸੀ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸੰਪਰਦਾਇਕ ਸਕਾਲਰ ਕੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਗੱਲ ਕਿ ਆਈ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਸੇ ਦਿਸ ਜਦੋਂ ਵੀ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਅ ਸੰਪਰਦਾਇਕ ਸਕਾਲਰ ਦ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਅ ਸੰਪਰਦਾਇਕ ਸਕਾਲਰ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਅਨਦਰ ਸਕਾਲਰ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਦਿਸ ਕਿ ਨਾਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਨਾਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਨੋਇੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਬਟ ਹੈਵਿੰਗ ਐਨ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ. That is the difference between sampradayak knowledge and between any other. Kyunki gyan jada ya, people translate it as knowing about things. It's not knowing about things, it's knowing something. What difference ya? Kise de bare janana, te kise nu janana. Do vakhriyan gallan hundiyan. So jadi sampradaya, utthe pehla eh gal sikhai jandi ya, how to serve. When you know how to serve, then you will start receiving knowledge. It's through doing service of gursikh. This is what you get taught in a sampradaya. ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਆ ਉਹ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਤੀਰਥ ਆ ਦੇ ਵੋਕਿੰਗ ਪਿਲਗ੍ਰਿਮੇਜਸ So a sampradayik scholar learns how to sit next to a vidwan and receive the knowledge, rather than just translate their knowledge or just to regurgitate their knowledge. To actually look like in the Nirmala Sampradaya, I was listening to a vidwan once and he was translating the meaning of vidwan. Vidwa meaning knowledge, an meaning coming from inside. Andro jado uparkat hunda, anpa vigyan, going on the inside. So firstly, I think I may have quoted this before, in the especially in the Nahang Dals, Gur Sikhan ki tayal kamavani, Gur Mantar akhna cheet, Banskaat karna nahi, e singan kiri. The first thing you're taught is Gur Sikhan di seva karni. How to wash someone's hands, how to do their seva, how to even cut fruit. Even that is like an art and a science. So eh jehdiyan cheezan aa eh sampradaya vich sikhaiyan jandiyan. Like, you know, sometimes you think, people think of the Japanese samurai and they think of all the tea, the whole etiquette of that. The same etiquette is in the sampradayas. Pehla tuhanu sikhna penda hai ve eh kivein, how to serve someone. After that, phir jehda rab da naa aa ohnu anubhav karna, to start doing your own research and looking in, beginning with Sar Kitabli, then looking at all these other grants, whether it's Virag Shatak, whether it's Prabodh Chantarnatak, whether it's Vichar Mala, Paap Samrat, all of these grants, what they do is they are giving you the foundations, Atma ki hai. These questions, which are even posed today, that they're a big question, Atma ki hai, te man ki hai, te chit ki hai, birti ki hundi hai, te ikagrata ki hai, Upameshir kiya, jeev kiya, ish kiya, brahma kiya. These questions, what is the soul? What is maya? They all come out of those grants are trying to boil it down to give you the siddhant, to give you a basis to look through.
And I think this gives you fundamental knowledge, if you will. They're the concepts that are very important in the path of spirituality. They, you know, just to add on to that, I think it's basically what it is... they give you definitions of those concepts, which I think are very important, and they're kind of independent of what faith you follow. It's a kind of view here, Atma is a kind of view here, the Muslim kind of view here. So I think, yeah, you really nailed that point. I think when you said that, you got to have that knowledge what it is to actually go and interpret that into, from and taking the Gurbani context of that and interpret the meanings, right? Anybody here, so we just want to. Basic level ਤੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਿਆਣੇ ਇਨਸਪਾਇਰ ਤਾਂ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਜਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਵੈਸਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਵੈਸਟ ਦੇ ਸਟਾਫ ਵੇਰਿੰਗ ਚੋਲੇ ਹੁਣ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਸੀ ਹੁਣ ਤਾਂ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਵੀ ਦਿਮਾਲੇ ਚੜਾਉਣ ਲੱਗ ਪਏ ਆ
ਤੇ
ਇੱਕ ਆਪਣਾ ਹੁਣ ਬਿਲਾਸ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਕਰ ਲਈ ਇੱਕ ਨੌਜਵਾਨ ਗਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਕੈਲਗਰੀ ਤੋਂ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਭਾਜੀ ਰਿਸ਼ਤੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਛੇਤੀ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਦਿਮਾਲੇ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਵੀ ਬੰਦਾ ਬਾਹਰੋਂ ਹੀ ਆਇਆ ਆ ਦੀਸ ਗਾਇਸ ਗੈਟ ਇਨਸਪਾਇਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਚੋਲੇ ਪਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਆ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਛਕ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਆ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਗੁੱਡ ਫਾਊਂਡੇਸ਼ਨ ਬਾਣੀ ਵੀ ਪੜ੍ਹਦੇ ਆ. But I think, you know, when you boil everything down to the basic concepts, you don't get that ras and that motivation and drive to read more Bani and learn more about that, right? And I think you're filling this gap, but how can we actually amplify this message and expand the reach of getting more in-depth knowledge in English, the language they understand?
The language of English and bringing the... One thing I want to say is when you say this word Vedant, people automatically start assuming that it's related to some other dharma or all this type of stuff. Vedant just means the foundations of spirituality, the foundation of understanding ke Atma kiya, Brahma kiya, these types of things. And Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj themselves talks about what is man. As in Maharaj Ji says in Japji Sahib, Tithai kadiya surate mat man bodh. Maharaj Ji says there that the man is made of four things. Man, bodh, chit, te, hankar. That these four things are where that these things flow out of. What I think for our youth is needed is there are still sampradayik gyanis who are willing to teach youth. I mean, I know that there's a Gyani Bhagwan Singh Ji from Pindra who is a very...
Nirmal Kutiya.
Haji, wow. Nirmal Kutiya. A great gorsak who's a japi tapi. And he, living with him, you can see Gorsak Jati. We were talking about this concept. Hopefully, maybe in the future, we can talk about what a Jati Sati is according to Gursikhi. When you look at him, you see someone in his life who Sant Mohan Singh says that this man is an accomplished. When you get, you know, an accolade from a Mahapurkh like that, you know that the person's,
and he's,
you know,
only
a big
32,
deal.
32, 33.
Yeah, only in his, you know, young 30s. Yeah. But he's creating scholars. So, I, you know, with Guru Sahib's kirpa, when people ask me where to go, I say one place to go is Gyani Bhagwan Singh. And the other one, they are both close to my heart. I love Gyani Bhagwan Singh. Ji bahut pyar karde hai mere naal. Another great scholar that I know, Gyani Sher Singh Ji Ambale Wale, who is so great at boiling things down. When I sat down and I went through Vedanta actually with Gyani Ji, he took concepts which I would never have got my head around and he made them so easy. ਜਿਵੇਂ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਚ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਬਈ ਹੱਥ ਤੇ ਔਲਾ ਸਰੂ ਜਮਾਉਣੀ ਤੇ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਹੱਥ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਔਲਾ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਦਿਸਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੱਥ ਤੇ ਸਰੂ ਜਮਾਉਣੀ ਤੇ ਦੂਜੀ ਗੱਲ ਬਈ ਇੰਨਾ ਕਲੀਅਰ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਵੀ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਹੱਥ ਤੇ ਔਲਾ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਦਿਸਦਾ ਇਵੇਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਲਾਈਕ ਹੀ ਮੇਡ ਥਿੰਗ ਸੋ ਕਲੀਅਰ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਗ੍ਰਾਸਪ ਯੂ ਟੋਕ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਸਰਬਲੋ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਯੂ ਟੋਕ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਸਮ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਯੂ ਟੋਕ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਰਸ ਇਜ਼ ਜਸਟ ਅਮੇਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਦ ਵੇ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਕਮਸ ਆਊਟ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਸ ਅਰਥ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਵੇ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਗੱਲ Guru Sahib is Pratak Par Brahm Parmeshwar. That thing is something that we need to stick in our head. That is what the Sampradayak Mahapurkhs do. They say Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj is not a, you know, a knowledge or a map or just spiritual knowledge. Guru Granth Sahib Ji Maharaj akhar akhar lag matar akal purkh da sroop ne, sargan sroop. So these are the things that you can get through the Sampradayak. I think through our English youth, whether they be in Canada, whether they be in America, whether they be in England, they need to take time to go and live with these Sampradayak scholars. If they can't, then they need to get hold of whoever they can here. But if you go, people usually, before they go to university, you know, ਹੁਣ ਰਿਵਾਜ ਬਣ ਗਿਆ ਵੀ gap year ਕਰਨੀ, ਬੜੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਇਹੀ ਚੱਲਦਾ ਹਨਾ, ਜਾਂ after you go to university, before you're married especially, staying with a scholar like of Gyani Bhagwan Singh Ji's level, or Gyani Sher Singh Ji's level, to name people. I mean, I've had times, Gyani Gurdev Singh Ji, Manawa Wale, Mere Ustad Ji, Gyani Sher Singh Ji, Gyani Bhagwan Singh Ji, Gyani Pinderpal Singh Ji, Pai Sahib Ji, all these Gorsakhs, you know, Dr. Harbhajan Singh Ji, wherever you get a chance, Guna Nu Vihajo, Avguna Nu Shaddo, but staying with these Gorsakhs would be an amazing time.
And you know what, I think you were very fortunate to have that kind of Sangat growing up, and a lot of people don't have access to that. ਕਈਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਂ ਰਾਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਤਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਵੀ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਜਾਈਏ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ, ਯੂ ਨੋ, ਅਤੇ ਕਈ ਤਾਂ ਕਈ ਥਾਵਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ, ਕਈ ਦਲੀਲਾਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਯੂ ਨੋ, ਦੇ ਗੋ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਵੇਜ਼ ਆਫ ਫਾਈਨਿੰਗ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਮਿਸਕਨਸੈਪਸ਼ਨਸ. ਬਟ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਆਸਕ ਯੂ ਦਿਸ ਥਿੰਗ, ਯੂ ਨੋ, ਵੀ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਸਮਝ ਵੀ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਆ, ਮਾਰ ਦੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਆ, ਯੂ ਨੋ, ਅਤੇ ਕਈ ਇੱਦਾਂ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਿਆਣੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ, ਯੂ ਨੋ, ਦੇ ਗੈਨ ਯੂ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਯੂਥ ਗੈਨ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਵੈਨ ਦੇ ਅਟੈਂਡ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ, ਦੇ ਗੈਨ ਇੰਸਪਾਇਰਡ ਬਾਈ ਆਲ ਦ ਸਿੱਖੀ ਕੈਂਪਸ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ ਦੈਮ. And Gorsakhs, they go to school and colleges with them. And Una, they kind of pass that level where they can actually grasp the language and vocabulary to that level. Ina lehi tusin dasso bhai, jidda mera question tuhanu eh sega bhai tusi English de vich khas karke, you know, translate karde ya sara kuch English de vich Punjabi ton. But do you think it's a lot that's lost in translation? That you think you actually enjoy Punjabi de vich jyada ohde shayad tuhanu arth ohde pata lagan. But ja tusi English de vich oh cheez nu samajhde ha, you think there's a lot that's lost in that in that medium?
Jehdi Punjabi language ya ohdi koi sani nahi sansar de andar. Punjabi language di dungiyai, Punjabi language di udarta, that word doesn't just mean openness, it means willingness to embrace it. Udar hona means, you know, what can you say about it in English? Udarta doesn't really have a translatable version which you can put in front of people. So I think English language, and I say this on the stage, I speak because I have to, not because I want to. That is why alongside my English, I always keep Punjabi, because I hope that what will happen is that people will start translating in their minds and getting a closer. I mean, when you pick up, let's just say for the first time people, when I tell people, you know, you want to read about spirituality, you want to begin, start reading with Pai Sahib Bhai Veer Singh Ji. That's a good start. People say, oh, you know, well, Bhai Veer Singh, he uses like, you know, very dungi Punjabi. But the Punjabi that he uses is some beautiful words of Punjabi which you're not going to get anywhere else. When you read Sat Aukhiyan Raatan by Bhai Sahib Bhai Veer Singh, Rana Surat Singh. In fact, in Bhai Veer Singh's Jeevan, there was he was one of the heads of the Takht, and he came to see Bhai Sahib Bhai Veer Singh. And Bhai Veer Singh then had written their first kavita, and it was in Punjabi. And he said, well, there can't be any kavita apart from Braj Bhasha. ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਆ ਇਹ ਫਾਰਮਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ ਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਜ਼ਿਮੀਦਾਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ ਆ ਵੀ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦ ਫਾਰਮਰ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਵੈਨ ਭਾਈ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਕਵਿਤਾ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਹਿਮ I'm not going to say his name, but that is, this is written in Gurmukh Jeevan by Gyani Maha Singh. He writes by Veer Singh's Jeevan. Onne hath jod le, and he said, by Veer Singh de agge matha tekya, and he goes, ve ajj mainu pata laga ve Punjabi de vich kavita jehdi aa oh likhi ja sakdi aa. So like when you read, like when I read by Veer Singh, when I read these scholars, odon mere andaron anubhav hunda aa, I have a feeling that if our youth were to take time to study, just like you study in order to fill your stomach, you should study in order to fill your soul as well. That's what I'm trying to say to people. Gyan hai ki badhne, manho hath le, katurta kutwar bohare. Tan Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji Maharaj says, when you get the broom of knowledge and you sweep your inside, that is when the filth will go. Hana? So I say to people, ke, mere te na ro, don't just depend on someone to translate into English. Tusi edda karo ke apne aap jaake, have a look at what's written in the Punjabi. When you start getting the Ananda of the Katha in Punjabi, when you start looking at Bhai Veer Singh, when you start reading Kavi Santokh Singh, when you read Ratan Singh Pangu's Panth Prakash, you know, he the words that Ratan Singh Pangu uses, he says, Japi Tapi Nyang Taru Singh Jaan. Like his, you're not going to get that in English. You need to just get ready and, you know, grab hold of Ratan Singh Pangu, grab hold of Gyani Gyan Singh, grab hold of Bhai Veer Singh, grab hold of Kavi Santokh Singh, grab hold of, you know, Pandit Hardayal, who writes Sar Katavali, and you'll have, you know, it will open up your spiritual bounds.
Well, I think, you know, it's a big service if someone can fill this gap, and I think if you have some time and, you know, if you can take some initiative, it would be great to have some kind of a resource where you can go and find, like, you know, Mahanakosh, you know, Mahanakosh, for someone to go through that is an arduous, you know, task. Well, you could probably fill this gap is by making some kind of program that, you know, you filter out the words that are most commonly used in katha. I think it would be great service. But you know, the people are curious to get on this path. If they can just go through those words and just get the meaning of that and through practice, they'll definitely inculcate then their vocabulary.
I didn't know until earlier this year, Patiala University has actually translated the whole of Mahanakosh into English. The whole of Mahanakosh.
Oh, wow.
And they actually sell it for half price. If you buy from the university, they'll sell it to you for half price. It's 4 potiya of the Mahanakosh. So maybe, you know, in the future, Guru Sahib ne kripa kiti, the Radewali Sampradaya has done great work with Ishar Micromedia, bringing Mahanakosh and, you know, Faridkot TK, the Arthi, Professor Saab Singh's Arth as well, bringing them onto your phone. So you can, you know, whilst you're sitting in the Divan, whatever, if you can't understand something, you can look on there and you can find the Arth. So they've done a great job. And I'm hoping that maybe Maharaj Kirpakare Balbakshe to me, or to maybe, you know, another person who's walking on this path, to bring these other things and incorporate them in for the youth.
Oh, I definitely. And I think they got to be a little more interactive for youth to engage with it. I think that's the gap. And I'm pretty sure there's some Gursikhs out there who will see this opportunity and pounce on that. And you know what? I'm going to go to the last part of the segment. So, Kasangji, I know you as an amazing Kirtaniya. You do Katha now, but it's very rarely we see you sing the Shabdari Dev. You know, tusi Katha de naal naal Shabdan bare bhi, Kirtan bare bhi, tusi rujhan rakhya hale? Ki tusi karde hain Kirtan?
Main Kirtan karda hain. I, jithe Guru Sahib da prakash hai saade kare. We have a divan every day. So amrit vele da divan asadivar hunda saade ghar ch. Te sham nu aarti da divan roz lagda hai. Whether we use a vajja or not, divan roj lagda hai, whether it's me or mata ji ya saade. So saade ghar de vich kirtan challi ja reha hai. Vajja pe aaya maharaj de mure. Te main ajj vi, when I was doing katha this morning, and yesterday I went to 2 kirtan programs, and I did do kirtan yesterday here after a long time. I did kirtan in Toronto. And mere man ch aaya ke vajje khol ke kirtan roj karida hai, dil khol ke maharaj kirtan karave hai na. So I do still do kirtan with Guru Sahib's kripa.
Ida riyaz bhi chahida udda karne nu ta. Riyaz bhi tusi sama la lenne ji riyaz da kadda.
Riyaz da jehda sama aa, I think it helps with your voice and speaking as well. So I mean Dr. Pajan Singh ji, again, he's just an amazing guy. Like, you see this guy in a suit and, you know, in a tweed jacket and a siddhi dastar, and you don't know what's underneath the surface. When you scratch away a Dr. Harbhajan Singh surface, all of a sudden you get, you know, Nirmale Granth coming off his tongue like Bani, Dasam Granth Di Bani, concepts which I'd never thought of. I'd never looked at Khadig Singh in the way that Dr. Sahib did. And then when I looked at Kartik Singh that way, I said, oh, there is, you know, this is an interpretation. My own interpretation of Chandi Diwar. When I started looking at Chandi through using the tools which I got from Dr. Saab, I got, you know, a whole different interpretation of what Chandi is. Just to give a quick example, I mean, I know we're talking about Kirtan here, but just to give a quick example for Chandi Diwar, the concept of Khalsa comes at that moment, especially in Chandi Diwar, jadon pass Durga de Indar aaya. ਇੱਕ ਦਿਹਾੜੇ ਨਾਵਣ ਆਈ ਦੁਰਗਸਾ ਇੰਦਰ ਬ੍ਰਿਥਾ ਸੁਣਾਈ ਆਪਣੇ ਹਾਲ ਦੀ ਛੀਣ ਲਈ ਠਕਰਾਈ ਸਾਤੇ ਦਾਨਵੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਗੋਜ਼ ਥਰੂ ਇੰਦਰ ਦਾ ਰਾਜਾ ਦ ਕਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਦ ਗੋਡਸ ਵੀ ਨੋ ਦ ਸਟੋਰੀ ਹੀ ਕਮਸ ਰੋਂਦਾ ਕਰਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਕਮਸ ਟੂ ਮਹਾਮਾਈ ਕਮਸ ਟੂ ਚੰਡੀ ਚੰਡੀ ਇਜ਼ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਈਵਨ ਦ ਫੈਕਟ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ੀ ਇਜ਼ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਖਾਲਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਆ ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਪਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਤਿਆਰ ਬਰ ਤਿਆਰ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਆ ਸੋ ਸ਼ੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਫਿਗਰ ਵਿਚ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਇਜ਼ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਟ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਹਰ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਅ ਪੱਥਰ ਦਾ ਬੁੱਤ. He's not making her into an idol made out of stone. Guru Sahib makes her out of flesh and blood. Therefore, to inspire us, in your flesh and blood, Pagoti di Shakti veh sakdi. Even in you, that Mahashakti is sitting untapped. Whether you're man, woman, whatever you are, Tuhade vich oh Shakti paiya. And when he comes, he does his faryad. Durga does a few things. Firstly, Durga bans Nandi hasi har hraya. Har hraya ke hasadiya. You see, this is Guru Gobind Singh in their element of being a kavi. Making a new word, har hara, is a new word. It's not there before. Hasana, jordi hasana, all these types. But har hara is Guru Sahib. Guru Sahib makes that word. It's just like an amazing, you can imagine Guru Sahib saying the word har hara and saying har hara ke hasde hon at that time. So Durga band sandhi hasi har hara, I'll keep it short. Okay, firstly, she hears someone else's problem. But it doesn't say there what she thinks. It says there what she does. Guru Sahib doesn't open up to us what she's thinking. Guru Sahib says hasadiya. That means when Khalsa is faced with a problem, externally, to give someone else honsala, to make them feel like their problem isn't going to kill them, it isn't going to overpower them, you have to have that hasi harhadai. Even inside your heart, e je man dolda viya, matlab ke unhane andaron nahi dasya sanu, par je man dolda viya, Khalsa ki kare, Khalsa utton keeps that composure. To keep that composure physically, is one aspect. So Durga bans Nandi hasi har hadaye. Next thing she does, ohi sihu magaya raks pakhna. Once she's convinced Indar, that tu natal na ho, tu rona, that, you know, hasadiya, then she says, jao, menu sher leao, that sher which, you know, rips the demons apart. Firstly, to give honsla. Secondly, to start thinking of your weapons. As a Khalsa, this is such an amazing thing for you to think. Guru Gobind Singh Maharaj is saying, pehla kisi nu hausla do, then think, how are you as a Sikh going to attack this problem? How are we as a Pant going to solve this problem? Ik duje nu pehla hausla deye, asi karde ik duje te pende ha. Pehla pehna ni. Guru Sahib has given us the niti of how to live in the world. Even in Chandi Diwar, like, what, how long does it take to read Chandi Diwar? What, 10 minutes? And there's just so much inside. I just want to finish this sort of literary analysis. Ana? Guru Sahib Maharaj Sache Pasha is saying, Durga Band Sandhi Hasi Haradai, Ohi Sihu Magaya Raks Pakhna, Chinta Karo Na Kai Devanu Akhya. Then she says again, Chinta Na Karo. Main hun apna sher le liya, main gajungi. De ro hoi mahamai Raks Marne. Then she goes into the battlefield. Pehla ek duje nu himmat, ek duje nu hausla. Then looking at your weapons, then making sure the person next to you isn't kabraunda. Imagine the Singhs going into battle, ek duje nu hausla dinde si. We did Baba Bachitar Singh's prasang today. Baba Bachitar Singh, first thing when he comes into Lohgarh da Kila, he says, Singho, hausla rakho Guru Gobind Singh sade naal hai. So that same concept of Chandi Diwar is being lived out by Singhs. So, you know, I know this. The question began from Kirtan and I took it on a totally different...
You know, I'm sure it's a great learning opportunity for a lot.
I think that, you know, these types of things, these ways of looking at Gurbani from these angles, they come from these knowledgeable Gorsakhs. And, you know, Dr. Arpajan Singh is a PhD of Patiala University, but alongside that, he also is a Sampradayak Vidwan who has learned from countless Nirmalay. He's translating recently, he's looking into a granth called the Param Tod Granth, which I'd never heard about, but it was written about 100 years ago by Nirmala Sadhu. So, you know, there's a khajana there. It just needs people to do himmat. Just like, you know, you do himmat to fill your stomach, as I said before, you need to do himmat to fill your stomach.
Yeah, to bring in a mainstream. And you know what? You touched a very, what I think it was a very interesting point, that Guru Sahib created a new word, har harai, and that kind of complements the whole idea of jere ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀਆਂ ਸੁਤੰਤਰ ਆ, ਇਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਵਿਆਕਰਨ ਅਧੀਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੈਗੀ, ਇਹ ਉਹਦੇ ਉਲਟ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਨਹੀਂ. ਇਟਸ ਨਾਟ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਵਿਆਕਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਇਟਸ ਨਾਟ ਵਿਦ ਵਿਆਕਰਨ, ਇਟਸ ਨਾਟ ਲਿਮਿਟਡ ਟੂ ਵਿਆਕਰਨ, ਇਹ ਸੁਤੰਤਰ ਇੰਡੀਪੈਂਡੈਂਟ ਆ. ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟਸ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਥਾਟ. ਇਟਸ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਗੁੱਡ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਯੂ ਇਨ ਟੋਰਾਂਟੋ. ਐਨੀ ਪਲਾਨਸ, ਵਾਟ ਯੂ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਆਫਟਰ ਦਿਸ?
After this, Guru Sahib's kirpa, my singhani is coming to England. So I'll be...
Are you Baba Bija laga ni?
Haan nahi, Bija lag gaya. Hun maal ne kirpa ki tisa chye paasha.
Chalo, phir abadaiya maare.
So I'll be there. After this, my plans are hopefully Guru Sahib kirpa kare Thailand, Australia maybe, New Zealand, and maybe America even in the next few weeks. Je Guru Sahib kirpa kare. No, nothing in concrete. Everything. I think when you're on prachar visits, then you don't know kithe rehna raat nu, din kithe raat kithe bitaye hain. Sometimes you're on the go, like yesterday I did 6 kathas. Guru Sahib di kirpa de naal 400 chal kam jehda chalda rehnda hai. Guru Sahib ji's grace, wherever I go, there is a response from the youngsters, but the greatest response I want from them is to actually start looking at Gurbani, Gurbani nu padhna, andaron us nu feel karna, magar lagna hor gal ya, magan hona hor gal ya, not just following but feeling. That's what I'm looking for in the youth.
Okay, thank you for your thoughts, Babaji. Have a safe trip back home. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.